We have the hoe
and the housewife,
and we're here for another deliciously weird episode of Stop Signs Are Optional.
Watch out for that mic.
Sorry. I do sanitize these, so don't be like,
don't be skeeved out.
But
no coronavirus going around.
No, exactly.
You want to pause it for a second while you pee?
I think it's enough wine for now.
That's Allie peeing.
Yes.
Stop signs are optional.
We have someone that is so near and dear to my heart on the show today. Stop. This is a gal that I met playing softball.
Oh, God.
I think that's how we met.
We did.
It's where our relationship began to mold and grow throughout the years. It's someone that I can go to whenever I want to talk about literally anything, but we have the most intellectual conversations.
I love it.
I do too. And it's someone that I'm always challenged by. Like, you always challenge me to grow and to realize that I feel like understood through our conversations. And that's why I'm so excited to have you on with Allie and I today. Welcome, Angela, to the show.
Thank you, ladies. I'm so excited to be here. A little nervous, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I've never done a podcast.
As your mic falls.
It's usually what happens.
Yeah. It's true. Her microphone just went limp.
I listened to a lot of podcasts, like, and probably in the last year or so, and I get so much joy listening mm-hmm. to them, especially the ones that are like super
so
relatable,
lighthearted too.
Yeah. And you know, listening to you guys over the last how long has it been now?
A couple months.
Yeah. I just find it hilarious. Like, on my way to work, I'll listen to it. It's just so funny. And then that one night that I called you, or no, you called me, or I texted you because I was listening to the episode. And I'm like, I didn't get a Lindsay cocktail call like ever.
That's usually my response to
her. You should call it the Lindsay cocktail call.
Oh my gosh.
I have had the responses to some of the episodes are hilarious because so many people are like, wait, you don't do that with me? Mm-hmm. Or like, what's happening? And you're not the only person that's like, how come you're not FaceTiming me when you're on drugs? And I'm like, because we talk like we're hanging out. That's why. So I FaceTimed you that night.
Yes.
And I think you met my fuck boyfriend.
Yes. Well,
fuck boy friend.
I know. Unfortunately, I don't remember his name.
Oh my gosh. He's staying here, but he is like out. I kicked him out of the, I told you this already. I kicked him out of the condo.
Well, there's a lot to do here. So, I mean.
Yeah. In February in the cold, there's so much to do.
Where it's probably the coldest.
I told him, I was like, go take a stroll around the lake. And he's like, whoa, 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 wait. He's like, I'm not trying to get sick.
You just did such a perfect impression.
I've known him for 24 hours.
Me too.
So that's so funny.
Just kidding. We were saying though how we're so excited to have you on here. It's interesting because we talk about relationships all the time and dudes that we're talking to or whatever, and friendships and whatever relationship that capacity the capacity of that relationship holds. And we keep joking around that like I literally have so many guys in Cleveland, like so many dicks. Like, this is like a dick mecca for me. And like, I brought my own penis this time. Like, what am I doing?
So
like,
funny.
Why was it necessary to bring him?
And you had to take care of him last night.
Oh,
no. We went out last night.
I saw you went out.
It was probably like an hour.
So we recorded last night with Vanessa.
You could just see the look on my face.
I'm yeah.
Like, oh, God. Go on.
Yes. And so we had to kick them out. So Vanessa's husband and him went out. We had some friends meeting us. And so we ended up recording longer. Like, it took us longer to start recording. And the night, we didn't meet them out until like 9:30, which makes me feel old saying that we didn't meet them out until 9:30. But they had been drinking before. And like, they didn't really all know each other. I basically forced these men to like all hang out to wait for
That's usually what you do with people, though. You force everybody to hang out and then everybody becomes friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, then you have like more friends, and when your friends become friends, it's even better. And then you don't have to feel obligated to always be like that one person that's like, oh, I have to stick around with this person because they can't like associate with other people, or they're just awkward.
That's so true. I love, my heart explodes when my friends become friends. Mm-hmm. Like, it is my favorite thing. Well, they became friends last night. Became friends with like every can of beer. Fuckboy became friends with every can of beer that was presented to him. And it was fine, though. I mean, he's just I think, wandering around Cleveland right now at the Rock Hall. And but the point of that, you were right before we started recording this, we were talking about Paul for a moment. Mm-hmm. And this poor...
Hi, so speaking of fuckboys, is that what
yeah, we're gonna... That was a great transition.
Jeez.
I feel so... I feel like I'm gonna get like a slander lawsuit slapped on me like one of these days.
Oh my gosh. If but you're no listening one... to this, considered an NDA.
Yeah.
Or whatever they call it.
Non-disclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no one knows his last name.
True.
No. It's fine.
And if you're taking it personally, then maybe you need to look within.
And then maybe you don't know Lindsay that well.
I mean, yeah, honestly, at some point you had to know, like, this was all going to go public. How do you feel about, like, hanging out, like, dating a girl that's so public about her life and she tells all these stories? So the point is, like, if you're going to hang out with me, you have to know. So Paul, like, sorry, maybe I'll wait to air this till after the sailing trip.
Well, it's
probably a good idea.
Sailing?
Who's going sailing?
He's going on the sailing trip with me.
I was thinking
with
like
Josh
saline, like the solution.
Paul
saline.
Is going on
Paul's
the
going on the sailing trip.
Ew, yeah. Why would you still want to agree with that?
I mean, it'll be... I don't have any qualms
I'm
with
I'm super
him.
Excited know, to get Angela's opinion about this situation.
I know. I'm actually really impressed by this,
it's
too.
So funny because I was literally on the phone with my mom earlier today as like she's like my second, third therapist.
We need to have her. I would love to have the two of you on this. I've
she
never
would
met
love
your mom,
it.
But like I've...
She,
her, I feel like I know her through you.
Oh my God. She's something else. She's great. She's amazing. She's honestly like the best like therapy one could get for free. I love it. I'm a huge advocate for counseling and therapy.
Same.
It's so, I mean, I'm play on words, therapeutic. It yeah. honestly is. Yeah. Like, who doesn't want to sit there and have someone listen to them about their problems? Or not even, maybe it's just not even problems, just
yeah.
to talk and not have someone
feelings.
Fucking say anything back to you.
Yeah, yeah, and not make you feel so, bad about it, but offer suggestions and advice.
And who doesn't yeah. want to grow and be like the best version of themselves? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Totally.
But it was funny because I was talking to my mom earlier about like something similar, and it's like, I had a family member who was, you know, still trying to be friends with an ex. And I'm like, as many people know, that just like does not always work out. Exactly. 99% of the time it doesn't work out, as it shouldn't, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But do you think it shouldn't because you feel like you should, it holds you back and you should be able to move on, or for other reasons?
Yeah. There's always going to be that emotional and like just a heartfelt connection with that person, no matter if who moves on first. I mean, you hope that it's you that moves on first, because that
right.
you would probably think that would lessen the pain and whatnot. But then if you are a human with a heart, you're going to care if you move on or if that person moves on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
Lindsay's like, I mean, what you're talking about, but I'm
Lindsay's like,
agreeing.
I can't relate, but
I can. I
feel like it's just more difficult to detach yourself.
I agree with you.
I've never successfully remained friends with an ex, so yeah. I don't know. Paul would be the closest thing, but he's not an ex, and we're somewhat still, we're not close, but we're friends, so.
Yeah, but aren't, don't you want to be close with friends if you consider
yes.
someone a friend?
Okay, well, this segues into, I have this like new thing that I'm calling the Pauls of the world okay. because he legit sent me a text the other day Ooh. About, should I read it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember first meeting Paul and it was so...
She's ready for it.
It's going to sound the same as when we talked back in December.
No, because your perspective is what I've heard from so many people. It's very, and I love it. You articulate it so well.
I'll try my best. So I hadn't seen Lindsay, God, probably years. Like we would talk here and there, but you were living in Colorado at the time.
Yes.
And we were texting and we got in a group chat somehow, or no, I think it was, I was texting you and then you were texting Paul and Deegan.
How did you know Deegan?
Through you.
Yeah. Well, oh yeah, duh.
Because
it was, he took us to the concert, to Dierks Bentley.
Oh my God, you're right. And who else was there? We met Big Booty Judy.
Big Booty Judy.
That's so funny.
He had seats at Blossom. They were like VIP.
Yes, they were amazing. And seats. I don't think I can ever do another Blossom concert without sitting my ass in the VIP. So then I think you guys were talking, because Paul was already coming to see you.
Yes.
And then Deegan, probably said very something very similar, like, I want to see you soon type thing. And then we ended up getting in a group text together, and Deegan was like, all right, I'm looking at flights right now. Like, can you leave in like a couple hours? And I'm like, it's like on a, I don't know, Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day. And I'm like at my desk and I'm working.
Paul had planned to already fly out that evening. Like, we had it all.
Yeah. Everything. Those two had everything figured out. And then next thing I know, Deegan's like, okay, there's a flight at 5 p.m. I got your ticket. You know, meet me at the airport.
Oh my God. That would give me an anxiety attack.
I did. I'm shitting my pants at my desk. And I'm like, how am I supposed to tell my manager that I need to like leave right now?
How fun was that though? Was it not like incredible that
did you end up going?
I did. Yeah. So I messaged my manager and I was like, hey, I don't even know what I said. Probably something came up. Like, is it okay if I like work from home the rest of the day? Because I mean, let's be honest, like I would have finished my day anyhow because we weren't leaving until 5. And then we have the ability to work from home. So it wasn't a big deal. And he was like, yeah, no problem. So I rush home. I'm like sweating.
Yeah, you had to pack.
I had to pack. And I'm not a good, I'm like very type A. So it's really interesting that like Lindsay and I are we have the friendship that we do.
Because you both are type A?
No. No, because I'm type A in some areas, but like I'm such a free fucking spirit that like this kind of shit would just, I'd be like, because okay, to preface though, you had just messaged me the day before, literally the day before, saying I miss you so much, I need to come out to Colorado to see you. And I was like, oh, I miss you too, like we should make this happen soon.
Yeah,
fast forward to literally hours. Paul and barely. Deegan were out like day drinking. And then had mentioned to Deegan, like, I'm flying out to see Lindsay. Like, and Deegan had also said, like, oh, I would love to come out and see you. And it was just like this snowball of.
I did not expect this man to buy my plane ticket and, like, just be really like, nice meet me here. It was so nice. I finally packed all of my stuff and met him at the airport. I'm like, I need a drink. So we go to the bar. We're sitting at Great Lakes waiting for our flight. We may have sent you a couple selfies or so, you know, know that we are on our way.
Because I drove up to Denver to pick Paul up. Because I had this whole trip planned. It was going to be like this like romantic weekend with like everything detailed. It turned out to be like way better than I could have. Like,
yeah,
because I'm definitely a more the merrier person. Like, yeah, it would have been fun to have Paul and I like little romantic weekend. But for me, it was like more than, are you kidding me? Like three of my favorite people coming to visit. So Paul and I are drinking, watching these like snaps come in.
Yes.
And
so then you guys were out and we drove because he rented a car. So we drove to meet you at whatever.
Colorado Springs.
Yes. Yep. So the bar. And then, yeah, just took things from there. And then you had, which was really nice, had things planned out for us. Mm-hmm. We did that. What was it? The RTV? Is that how do you say
it? The Jeep tour.
Or the Jeep tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through the canyon. And I almost died. Oh my, no, genuinely, she saved my life.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Because I have to be this basic bitch and be like, Lindsay, come take these pictures with me.
Yeah, no, it was great. We have amazing photos because of Angela. They were really nice. She was like on her fucking game with photos. But literally, we're like on like a cliff. And I was like talking and, you know, me like laughing. I was like, ha, ha, ha. And Angela's like, whoa. And then I was like, oh, everything's fine. She's like, no, you literally almost fell off the ledge, like the cliff. Lindsay.
It was probably my fault too, because like men can't take photos and it's the worst to ask
They're
them.
Awful.
And our tour guide was a man. So I'm like, well, I can't ask them. So Deegan probably be the best out of like the three of them. Yeah. So had him, or actually maybe it was Paul that took it. Anyways, at this point, I'm like, men typically just, you know, okay, you see a face, like, there you go. There's your picture.
Yeah, seriously. No. Yeah.
Women want the whole
like, we
shebang.
Put this outfit like, together for a reason.
I planned accordingly with my outfits to make sure they could be seen in these photos when I posted them on fucking Instagram. So I'm going to need you to step it back so you can get a full-length picture.
And I'm dying. I think it's so funny because she's giving, like, all this direction, and I'm just like,
this is so
hilarious.
Funny.
Oh, yeah, God. I almost died, but I didn't. So James and I, my brother, call her Hot Angela. Like, that's just like what, like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh my
and God. So, like, with our friends, like, we're just, that's so Deegan was like, you know, you're an attractive human, of course, great personality, all like you, total package. So Deegan's like digging her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she is like not having it.
That's
and we
awesome.
End up staying in my employer's condo because I had just moved out of my townhome or the townhome. And so there's two bedrooms, two beds. So her and Deegan share a bed together. And but Deegan was such a good sport about it because he would just like play. He'd be like, yeah, well, like Angela was trying all night. And I was just like, no, Angela, like I am not having this.
He's being funny about it.
He was. He teased me so much because, I mean, he could just like feel the vibe where I'm just like, you stay on your side. I'll stay on mine. Because I think the first like night or so he slept on the couch, which I felt so bad because I'm like, I'll sleep on the couch. Like I am 1,000 times smaller than you. He's like the 6 foot something like man. And he's like, no, no, like you have the bed. And I'm like, okay, thank God chivalry isn't dead.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I have like this giant bed like to myself. So then the next night he's like, do you think it would be okay if I slept in this bed? I'm like, it's fine. It's big.
God bless you. I could not have done that.
It's fine. I mean, everyone was getting to know each other real well during that trip.
Yes, we did. Oh my God, we showered together. Yes. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I'm like, do you have any shampoo? You're like, yeah, let's go.
come with me, kid. That's awesome. I have slept on that couch a couple times myself, which is funny.
I mean, I don't really care. Like, I sleep like a dead person, so like I
I'm so jealous. I just mean that I used to call that the I would tell my boss that was like the frat, like the company frat house, because shit there just got crazy. But no, we had fun. I heard he was like kind of sad though that he didn't get to hook up with you after the fact, and I was like, get over it, please.
He'll be all
you
right.
can't just buy a girl a plane ticket. No, I mean I get it because like I'll fuck anyone, but like
Lizzie's like, you give me a sticker, like
yeah. Right, oh no, we're not a sticker, Angela. That was a whole therapy session with.
Oh my God, I forgot I listened to that.
I have a sticker right now. Give me a sticker, Dad. And I will punch a dude in the dick.
Oh my God. Ugh. Of all things that could come out of my mouth, why was it that?
That's what makes it so great.
Because to a normal person, that would have been like valid.
That was like the first, of all things, that was the first thing that came to my fucking mind.
I love it so
the
much.
The one where you have a phobia. God, I'm a so, dick.
That's so funny.
It's so perfect.
I love it.
You're like, no.
My cheeks hurt.
No, mine too.
I'm sweating. Yeah,
you know. Not as bad as Lindy's.
Oh my God. Shit. So interesting. I was just talking with Deb on the previous podcast about how he is one of the few friends, male friends in my life that I haven't, well, friends that I haven't fucked.
Right.
And so is Deegan. It's so, it's not that interesting, but it's funny to me. I love when I have, this is progressively becoming more and more of a fucked up.
For what's going to come out of your mouth next.
Like it's nice. I was going to say it's nice that I can have friends that I didn't fuck, but that just sounds really.
You're like, it's nice that I can finally meet men that I don't want to fuck.
They should be so happy because I feel like that means something more than because.
That's what I mean,
how often are you staying friends with the people that you do have?
I want them
sex
to leave
with.
Me alone.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I said to Deb. We high-fived. I was like, bro, this just means that we actually had something intimate.
Exactly.
Because we didn't.
Maybe
fuck.
Not in the way he probably wanted, but you know.
No, I don't. That's the thing is we neither Deegan nor I, neither Deb nor I, there's never been a moment. Oh, no, okay, we shouldn't do that. Like,
yeah,
right. We've just always been friends. Like,
yeah,
it was,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
they're important. And they're good looking humans too. Like,
right. Yeah.
I don't know.
So you can't even use that as an excuse.
I know. Like, oh, they're gross.
So back to your Colorado trip. Because I want to hear more.
Yeah. So it gets a lot better. Well, because with that whole situation and like Deegan teasing me and, you know, saying things to you on the side. In the meantime, his crazy ex-girlfriend.
Oh, my. Okay. But I love her.
Well, I've never met her. But and someone who doesn't know me and that it's I say crazy and like I don't like
it was.
To,
I mean, it was a little cray cray. Not gonna lie.
And I was like,
her actions were a little bit cray cray.
Yeah. I mean, she was just.
And I don't like to say that about women because, like, we get called that so many times by men.
Yeah,
so
I
to,
agree.
Like,
but
say
no,
that about
tell
each
what,
other.
Tell what happened because I was there for this.
So, you know, I'm posting, you know, stories and pictures on my Instagram and things like that. And I just happened to be scrolling to see who viewed, you know, my story. And I see this name pop up. And I know her name.
Right. But she's not, you're not.
But I'm not friends with her and she's never met me. And I only know her name because of him. And like, while we were at the airport, he was like telling me about what was going on in his like living situation and like things like that. And
things
I was just like,
oh, at the end for them. Yeah.
I'm like, that's interesting. Like, it's horrible. I feel bad. Like, you know, why wouldn't this person just leave, you know? Yeah. But whatever, to each
their
own.
There's always three sides to a story, though.
Yes, yeah. You're absolutely right. So anyways, she was just looking at my story. Everything I posted, she would just look at. And I'm like, this is starting to like freak me out a little bit.
I mean, it was a lot of pictures of Deegan and us.
Oh,
and,
Yeah, but
well, just because we were all together.
I mean,
and little did she know that there was like not only nothing happening, but like nothing to nothing happening.
Right.
Not that it would matter because they were broken up. So who gives a fuck?
So that was the weirdest part. And she never said anything to me. She just watched everything. Yeah. So
has there ever been a time that you've gone through a breakup though, where you experienced that? Because I'm thinking there was a breakup I went through once, but this was pre social media. So like Facebook wasn't even
MySpace.
Actually, you're right. Yeah. MySpace was a thing. And, but I would always be curious, like, who are they talking to? Yeah. Because I had been lied to so much by this guy that I was like, I was just craving the truth. And I feel like for sure people were like, that bitch is crazy. And to this day, 15 years ago, if someone like brought my name up that I haven't seen or talked to since, they'd probably be like, oh, she's crazy. But they only knew me at 18 going through this experience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it was because this person lied to me so much and I was craving that, that my actions did get a little cray.
Mm-hmm.
And now I like have grown from it and I recognize it and I like don't allow that to be an experience. You know, I don't allow those type of people in my life or have those experiences and I don't react in that way anymore.
Sure.
But maybe for her, this was like the first time she'd gotten her heart broken that way. Maybe like, you know, like you don't know. So I'm just saying, I don't know how she found you. That is for sure true. But like, I feel like we've all kind of been there, right? Like,
oh, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I did it back in the MySpace days. So did your opinion of Paul begin on that Colorado trip?
Yeah. So when we all met, you know, like I love to give people the benefit of the doubt. I love to see the good in people. It's just, and he like, I don't want it to sound like he's a horrible person.
No, he's not at all.
He's a really nice individual.
Anyone that meets him loves him. Yeah.
I just, when I saw them interacting, like, I don't know. There was a connection there, but from an outsider looking in, there's just like a disconnect in the love department. You know, like you guys can do, you know, whatever you did.
Boing.
Yeah. Boing, boing,
we
boing.
Need like the little sounds that go.
Oh, wait.
But I just knew. I'm like, that's not her person forever.
Yeah.
And on top of it, you know, not to like, and again, I'm not talking poorly about him at all.
No,
there
of
was
course.
Just some baggage that came along.
He would probably
with
agree with all these statements.
100%.
Well, they're not a lie. But no, I know it because he said it, and I have eyes. I can see it. Like you have baggage, and I guess people probably don't like to reference their children as baggage. But I mean, you have other things that come with you. It's not just you.
Wholeheartedly, he would say, and it was. I don't want to say a point of contention because it was not for me, but he would say like, listen, Lindsay, I just want to worry about my, his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
I want to worry about her. I want to worry about my kids and I don't want to worry about anything else. Like that's my life right now. And that's all I want to worry about. And I want to get laid. Like that's it.
I know. Sorry. I just, that to me is just so ignorant. Like then you need to just stay the fuck on your side. I don't know. And like,
It didn't really bother me though. Like the getting laid part did not bother me. But we've talked about this.
Yeah.
It got to, and this is where I want to go with this is that's where things started disconnecting for him and I though, is I literally talk about sex on a podcast all the time. Mm-hmm. I fuck a lot of people.
Things.
A lot of objects. Also inanimate. We both, you know, are very hypersexual, whatever.
Right.
And the disconnect became where it was just like for it, and we were just friends and whatever. And he would drop all these comments about wanting more potentially or being in love and all this stuff.
It was a confusing situation as an outsider because like, seriously,
it was.
Well, I know because he introduced you to the kids and like the kids were sending you video messages. And like when you had a bad day, they sent you, and Paul is a great guy. And I've said to him when I picked up stuff from his house to put it in my house. And then he was like, I think at that point you guys weren't talking. And I was like, you guys will talk again because you're not the type of person to just cut people out. And you know that he's a great person.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a good love match for you.
Yeah. Right. But it became not even like a good friend match for me. Well, here's the thing. Okay. So here's the transition. And I call like the Pauls of the world now are, like, why because he messaged me the other day about we're going on this sailing trip and wanting things to essentially like re.
How did this sailing trip come about? How long ago was it planned?
It's been planned for a hot minute. Okay, so he messaged me and he said, I sent him a picture of this McLaren, which is like a very expensive, like nice sports car. And Paul likes cars. And so I sent him a picture and he was like, oh my God. And he's like, hey, Hobag, we need to get Paul and Lindsay. Yeah. Angela, you're fucking both of your faces. We need to get Paul and Lindsay Lifetime of Love and Laughter back on fucking track before this boat leaves the dock. I just checked and we're down to 2 inside jokes. Do we even have nicknames for each other at this point? Fuck. So I replied, I'm not concerned that the boat will be full of love and laughter, but we shouldn't force something disingenuous in the meantime. Our friendship has evolved into something different and that's okay. And all he did was like the message. The point of all of that is to say that I feel like every guy I've ever dated, they fall in love. And then,
well, who wouldn't? Naturally.
Duh. But then like, either they can't be friends or like genuinely, like I feel like they can be friends. Like, but Paul, when we then tried, okay, I moved to Florida. I had like this 1 or 2 days of like, we've talked about this, of craziness where I just kind of, I was like selling my house. I moved to Florida. I had just a lot of loss in those years that I was like trying to hold on to something constant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, Paul, like you've alluded to this, whatever, let's just try and make it work. We had like an open, we just always said when we were dating, or I'm sorry, we weren't dating, but when we're together, right? So right. Like, what would be the difference if we like put a label on it or whatever? He didn't like that. He freaked out. I was fine with it. Every time we would talk after that, it was always him bringing up all these other girls that he was like fucking and hooking up with, which again, I'm fine with. I don't care. But it seemed like that was like literally the only conversation we had. There was like no context to our friendship outside of him wanting to either fuck me or talking about fucking these other girls. And I'm down to fuck as much as the next person. But like, to me, that's not a friendship. Like, what are we, no, what are you basing?
If that were me, I would have felt like an object. Like I would have felt like an, I would feel not like a human being. Do you know what I'm saying? Like he's like, cause he's telling you that, you know, you're basically, you're someone he's just going to fuck. And then he talks about other people that he's just fucking. So you're like, am I just an object for you to fuck?
Mm-hmm. Well,
do you know what I'm saying?
I guess. Yeah, because I don't mind. Like I have dudes that they're just fuck buddies. Like it's literally,
I don't know
we
how
fuck.
You do it because I get too emotionally attached.
Right. I don't. Yeah, I can't. But not for someone do one night like, stands. I just.
Oh, I love it.
I want like an intimate connection with someone. And I hope that they only want that with me.
No, and I do. When I mean, yeah.
You, Angela and I are like alike because totally. We're like serial monogamous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like when I was, before I met Tom, I was talking to people or sleeping with people. And I was like, that's it. That's all I, you know, and then they would break mm-hmm. my heart or whatever. And, but so I've never been like, oh, I can fuck this person and then this person and not have any emotional attachment whatsoever. Yeah, and I envy that with you because.
But the thing with Paul was like, I mean, I genuinely care about the man. Like he is like, he was someone I considered like my best friend at the time. Like we were both going through our own like emotional shit and life was happening. The point I'm trying to make is why couldn't we just let that year be what it was? We helped each other out of these really tumultuous situations. We allowed each other to grow and find happiness again and have joy. And it was what it was. So just let that be and then allow our friendship to now be what it is. We don't have to force like see you so we can like, I don't. Here's the thing is I can get ass wherever. Like I don't just need it from him. And it's not the same for me with him anymore because that I don't have that same emotional
connection. You have to that him. Emotional disconnect.
So like
now.
Just let it. I feel like he's trying to like hold on and grasp to something for like dear life that is no longer there. Like the Paul, that's why I'm saying the Pauls of the world. Genuinely, you all the men talk about hit it and quit it and like fuck and let go, whatever, mm-hmm. all this stuff. I don't see that. Like I constantly feel like I'm just with guys that like can't,
they linger,
let it go.
Well, I think to start, so
when you're just like, let me break
like,
this shit down.
I gotta like organize this in my head and then go. But I think just to quickly wrap up with the whole like Colorado trip and whatnot, when right. being an outsider, not like having like, I guess this entire context up until probably like a couple months ago now mm-hmm. and hearing it again, it seemed as if, okay, like you're in this relationship with this person that has these things that you've voiced that you don't want, like you don't want kids, you know,
totally.
even, I don't even know if really marriage was on the table and whatnot. So to see you knowing these things with someone that has kids, and it's not a bad thing by any means. If you can make it work, great. It's a hard situation, but more power to you if you can do it, and you're two individuals or three at that. Yeah. You know, because it's not always just you two that can communicate and be, you know, adults and navigate through that situation, then great. I'm going to be happy for that person. But knowing that that's not necessarily something that you wanted, I had to think to myself, like, why is she continuing going through this? Like, I could not see it ending well, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, it didn't.
Right. And with him, just listening to what you were just saying about how he makes these comments and about, like, sleeping around with other people, and I'm like, that to me, your ego's hurt, you know, because you said something where, and you're a very straightforward person, like, you lay it all out there and, like, this is what it's going to be. If you don't like it, then you don't have to stick around. So I feel like when you had told him, like, look, when we're together, we're together. When we're not, because obviously you lived in Colorado, he lives here in Cleveland, like, long distance is hard enough, you know. Regardless, if, like, you're telling someone, like, okay, it's okay to, like, have, like, an open relationship, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
So he seemed like he was okay with it, and this is great and whatnot. But I genuinely think, like, he wants to be with someone, and he wanted to be with you.
Yes. And this is what I said to you.
Everyone says this to me.
I said the same thing.
He did. And to overcompensate that, to, like, as a man, you know, you have to be the tough guy and no emotions, but we're women. We can see right through that shit.
Yep, I totally saw it,
you know? So yeah, go ahead and say that. And I guess do that, but don't you fucking realize?
I wish there was, like, a bell.
I know, like, it's like going off the charts. No,
I
will,
because, like, I do remember one time sitting in his kitchen, and he was, like, telling me about all these girls, and I was like, oh yeah, like, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like, okay, I had, like, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 stories at that point since the last time I saw him of, like, different dudes and, like, whatever. And he was kind of like, oh yeah, so, like, tell me about your stuff. And I was like, no, like, I'm like, I don't want to spend my time sitting here talking to you about these other dudes I've fucked or whatever. And it's not even because, like, to me, it's, I wouldn't even sit down and say, like, Allie, like, okay, Allie's not going to be like, all right, Lindsay, tell me about all the dudes you fucked. Like,
right.
It just, like, let the conversation go organically. Happen. And, like, if it comes up about, like,
sounds like there was, like, something to prove.
Yes.
Totally.
It was like a competition.
Yeah.
Cause like, Lindsay, you're so secure with, like, who you are and, like,
well, just I'm in working on it.
We all are.
You are, you know, compared to other people, you're very in tune with yourself and, you know who you are. So trust me, you're ahead of the curve. Where, like, I feel like he wants to be that. Like, he wants to be so secure with who he is, like, as a person. And maybe he'll disagree with me, but I don't think anyone needs to go around and bragging about their, you know, it's sexual endeavor.
I did feel that. Male or female, I don't care who it is, but it always makes me feel very weird when people are like that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you feel weird? Cause I feel like I talk about
you don't
sex all the time. I don't flex my muscles about it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's just that matter of fact. Yeah.
That was to purposefully try to hurt you in my mind.
Yes. I agree.
I will say, cause I do remember, like, when sometimes this would be brought up with him, I would just kind of sit there and in my mind be like, huh, this seems weird. Like, that's
your intuition wasn't wrong.
I do remember thinking, like, it just seems like it felt for a lot of stuff with him felt forced. And I should say, like, when you said, like, don't you just feel like you're being used, like, and whatever,
like an object.
He did do a lot of really sweet things. Like, even, I can't remember what specifically happened, but I wasn't feeling well or something. And, like, I came over, I was staying at his house cause we had agreed, like, no relationship. We had kind of, like, the falling out. And then I ended up staying with him for a couple days when I came back to visit one time. I can't remember why. And he had, like,
didn't you have a wedding? Wasn't it a wedding?
My brother's wedding, but I stayed in Medina. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But he had left like this trail of like six notes. Like the one note was like,
oh, I remember home. This.
And then one was like, light the candle. And then it was like, okay, now make yourself a bath and pour these salts in the bath. And then like, here's spray for the bed. Now take a nap. I think I just needed sleep or something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But it was really sweet. And then literally he like called me or sent me a text, or maybe it was even in the note. No, he like told me, he's like, listen, I like to do nice things for you, but I don't want you to take this as like it's something more. And I was just like, no, I got it. Like, thank you. I know it's not anything more. But so I just want to like also let people know that he is a very thoughtful human and he did a lot of nice things. It wasn't like I was just like, we fucked and that was it. But then,
but to me, that's like, I want to show you that I'm very romantic, but you can't have me.
But I don't want, I didn't want him. Like, I literally, I didn't, there was never a time in my, I'm not sure why you guys are laughing.
All the wheels are turning. Continue.
Because I just, there's never been a time though that I was like, I want to be in like a long-term relationship with Paul. I just thought what we had was like a good thing going. Literally, when he would come down to Florida, well, then, because then I moved to Florida, yeah, or Colorado, or and I would come to Cleveland, we would just do that. And when we're not, like, literally, what's the difference? Let's just, like, be more consistent about it. And he freaked out. But I will say the other thing that really tore us apart was when he came to Colorado, I fucking made sure. And I do feel bad. There is one thing. I don't know if I want to say this on the air.
Okay.
But we did say that we would be completely open and honest about like if we were fucking other people and like we could do whatever.
Because
but
if you were sleeping with each other, you'd want to know, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I always got like, I got tested. I get tested quarterly and like we always, I always used condoms with like anyone mm-hmm, else. Yeah. And him and I did not use condoms anymore because we both got tested. And there was a period where it was just him I was fucking, but there were a couple times that like I hooked up with other dudes and I forgot to tell him.
Stop.
But the point, like we said, so when he would come out to Colorado, I made sure that those people were never around. Like I never took him to establishments they might be at. And when we were in Cleveland, same thing. Like I have a lot of, not a, that sounds terrible, but I have like guys like, you know, that I could call up or whatever that I would like also like had recently been talking to.
Yeah.
And I would make sure like they weren't around. If I had parties or I had whatever, they weren't there. And so he was not so considerate with that. Like there were always girls that he was had like recently hooked up with or talking to. And it was almost like he was trying to like purposefully have us in the same room. So like almost he could have two people vying after.
Yeah,
yes.
Bing. And that really hurt my feelings. Like I was just like, because you guys know me. And I know that girls are always like, I avoid drama. Like, it's not my thing. I genuinely, it's just, I will walk out of a fucking party.
Yeah, I
will
know leave. That to be true for you.
Yeah, right? I am a fucking ghoster with that shit. Like, bye, I'm done. See ya. And he put me in a couple situations that I actually, like, mustered through. And I was like, okay, well, this person's being, like, a little bit
dramatic.
Crazy. But also, I'm just like, yeah, the nurse is the one that's like, oh, I bet you're like a front desk person. And I was like, bitch, I'm your fucking boss. Like,
but okay. Damn, yes. No,
I didn't say that to her.
I know, right. But, like, you, but it's just true.
I'm just sitting back there like thinking about my paycheck compared to hers. But right. It's okay.
It's fine.
No. Honestly, you know what I was thinking was, I was honestly thinking after the fact, how fucked up of him to put her in that position.
Yeah.
Yes.
As well. Like, that's not just.
So is it like an ego boost?
Why is it always like the girls like pinned at each other and he's just like, oh yeah, she was like trying to kiss me while you're in the bathroom and this, like, no dude, like why would you even, if you saw her there, why would you suggest we all go to another bar together? Why would you suggest we all come to your birthday brunch? Why would you suggest like these different girls, like why would you go to a party and not like have someone's back that you truly care about? Because I never did that with him. And there was twice when he came to Florida that there were a couple close calls and I was just like, no, I'm not going to do that to you because I'm not going to, like, I'm not in the business of hurting people. That's not what I'm here for. I want to see you happy. I want to see you thriving. I want to see you achieving your goals.
No, that's so fucked up.
It is. And like those types of people like get off on that kind of shit. And it's like, but that to me, that just screams insecurities that you feel as if you need to do this or have certain people around or just brag about your conquests and just stupid shit. Like, don't men realize, or vice versa,
and women,
how much of a turn off that kind of shit is? Like,
mm-hmm. And it's kind of damaging.
It is. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship I mean, honestly, like, I don't even know if I would want to be your friend, let alone in a relationship with you. Like, we're so different in that aspect where I don't purposefully seek out to hurt someone that I'm telling them all the time how much I love and care for them.
Totally. But you're disposable.
I told, I said that to him, and he, I think he took that. I think he actually thought I was saying that I didn't think he was thoughtful enough in the sense of like, cause we were both really good at doing nice things. Yeah, like we would send each other like these really thoughtful gifts and like doing things like he did with the bath thing and whatever. And I think he thought I meant that he wasn't thoughtful enough with like the gift giving or something like that. And I was like, bro, you totally just missed what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, right.
That's not what I'm saying. I mean, like you're not thoughtful with like my emotions.
Yeah.
Or like why? Because I, you know, we all know how like high, like my sexuality and how open I am, but I totally value people that have these great long monogamous relationships and have people they can trust and it's like their best friend that they're with. Like I'm not saying my life is the only way, and I'm not, and yeah, when I meet people that like Dub and we talk about our crazy stories from college and all this stuff, it's fun to exchange those stories or whatever, but there's never judgment to people that like what you and Tom have. I think it's beautiful. And I think that it's also those people that have the insecurities that are like, girl, you're just like a slut and you're a hoe or you're whatever. And I'm like married. Those, like you said, those are insecurities that come out. So when you're flexing, whatever you're working with, whether it's your strong monogamy or your more like polyamorous lifestyle or whatever, why can't we just all say, yeah, this is how I live. This is what I'm looking for. And let's like find a common ground and just build each other up rather than.
Well, yeah, totally. But once your emotions get involved, though, it doesn't matter what kind of lifestyle you live, because I mean, you and Paul That's got true. Emotionally attached. It could have been another male, another female. But like when you start toying with people's emotions, like doing nice things for someone, leaving notes for them in a bath, but it's nothing romantic. That would personally fuck with me so bad. Yeah. And yes. I don't know, like when you were telling me this story and then you were telling me how you guys are totally not romantic or not together or whatever, I'm like, I don't understand. And I don't think I'll ever understand it, because I am a serial monogamous. I am, yeah. You know, we talk about how we've all had the fantasies and all that kind of stuff, but that would emotionally fuck with me.
I think what it was is like, whether we admit it or not, or call it what it was, we were in a relationship of sorts, but we were just in a very open relationship. And I think that
there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. No, exactly. But we never, I mean, both of us were like, if you said relationship, like we were neither. I mean, it was just as much me saying like, I'm also not interested in like labeling this or having it, whatever, until later on that I was kind of like, well, like this seems to be working for me and like, I'm cool with it. And like, I mean, it sounds terrible, cause I was like having my cake and eating it too. Right. Like I was in Florida fucking dudes and then.
Well,
like,
yeah, but that's something that you guys had talked about and agreed upon.
Totally.
But I felt that there were times when you were more emotionally attached than he was. And he was like kind of using that. Like he knew.
Oh, no. I think
he's. And that's what's like bothersome, I think.
He's totally.
As your friends.
Right.
In love with the idea of being in love. Yeah. Because that's like what was mirrored to him growing up. Like he had parents that were like married and they seemed happy and he never saw them fight or whatever. Which is also not healthy, because you need to see your family fight, because like that's normal.
Well, it's normal. If you don't argue, you're not.
And anytime there was any adversity between him and I, he would just shut down. And he'd be like, this is why I don't want to do this. Like, this is why I don't want to deal with this.
Ran away
like,
real fast.
Like, oh, no, literally would throw his hands in the air and be like, this is why I don't want to be in a relationship. And I'm like, I'm just asking you a question. Like, I don't even care. I'm just
like, they always think it's such like it's a fight. And it's like, no, actually, this is two grown adults having a conversation, whether it's based on a disagreement or not. You
it's
don't just
form
fucking
of
retreat and like brush it under the rug.
Yeah.
Like, what's going
to
get solved?
You have to communicate in a relationship, any kind of relationship.
Oh, and I never used to be that way. I was so proud of myself for being able to say, hey, listen, so-and-so kind of mentioned this, like, when I was at lunch. What the fuck? Like,
to your point of...
I know you know this story, so, like, I'm just, like, being casual about it.
To your point of what you were just saying about, like, being in all different kinds of relationships and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, that's fine, but the whole emotion thing. Everybody has a heart. Everybody has a soul.
I hadn't really thought about, like, I'm actually, like, having a couple revelations during this therapy session.
Girl, I don't...
You're welcome.
You do you, and you fuck whoever you want. I have never judged you about that.
No, you haven't.
But I am protective of your heart and your emotions. Oh, and that's the thing that bothers me. When people fuck with your emotions, that's when I don't like someone.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. you're just because you like pussy and you like dick and all of the above, like, and you'll date whoever, it doesn't, which is a great thing about you. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that, like, it's okay for people to fuck with your emotions because you're open.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys.
You still have a heart and a soul. Emotions are still emotions. You can't just turn those off.
No, for sure. And I think, like, that's why as of most recently, I've even been, like, open to the idea of a relationship.
Is with because this person here?
Fuck boy? I don't know. After last night, I don't know. But
anyway. Just babysitting.
I can't. Oh, I mean, but again, straightforward. Like, I am so... I tell people up front. Like, I had this one lesbian go off on me. Like, so we were, I met her in college and we had like, we had this group. Lesbians are the fucking worst.
Oh my God.
Worst. Worst?
Worst.
Worst. I met her in my master's program for an English master's program. And I don't know how to say worst or worst. Yeah. Anyway, I told her, like, I'm just in this for fun. I just want to make out and fool around. Like, that's all I'm in it for. And then literally the last time I ever saw her, she was yelling at me, leaving my apartment.
I can only imagine what your face looked like.
Yeah. You're probably like, okay.
Yeah. And she was just like, you're just like to toy with people's emotions and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. You think you can just make out with someone or whatever? And I was like, I literally straight up told you I'm just in this to make out. Like, verbatim, that's what I said. But she, like, caught feels. But I definitely wasn't leaving her roses.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, like, before when I was dating and stuff, that's what guys would say to me. And then I'd be like, yeah, uh-huh, okay, yeah. And then I would get emotionally attached. And I was like, there's no way they're not emotionally attached.
See, this is good for me to know, though, too, because I don't want to hurt people. I just thought if I tell them, listen, I just want your dick, then they'll be like, okay, like, cool.
But were you, like, talking to that person?
That girl?
Outside of...
No.
Okay, well, that's weird then.
I only saw her like three, we like hung out three or four times.
So you weren't like texting each other good morning?
No.
Well, so then that's weird then that she got so crazy.
These sweet good morning texts. Yeah, like,
hey, babe.
Yeah.
Ew. No.
You never know. You never know.
No, it's a good question. It's a valid question. No. No, nothing like that.
Oh my God. You crack me up.
I love those kind of messages.
No, I do. I do too with the right person.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God.
I hope he doesn't get mad like listening to this.
I don't think he gives a fuck.
Okay. Well, I don't not like him.
Yeah.
I just didn't care for your situation as an outsider, but it wasn't my situation.
Talking about Paul or fuckboy?
I was going to say, which one Paul, are we talking
about? No, I'm sorry.
Which
Paul,
guy are we?
Paul.
Same. Yeah. I have nothing against him. Just for my friend, no. And I hope both of you find something where, mm-hmm. not something, a relationship where you can, you know, be open and honest and genuinely happy where nothing has to be forced. And this is where I just like, you know, we kind of started talking about the whole like trip, but I personally don't agree with it. But I mean, who am I to say? Again, as we've said, we can always say so many things to our friends, but at the end of the day, mm-hmm. we're going to do what we want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been
He's
there.
Already making it awkward by sending things like that. Like, if you already think this is going to end negatively, then...
Right. And, like, you want to have a friendship just for the sake of the boat?
Like, don't you... And that kind of, like, is a slap in the face to you almost. I mean, maybe that's not the right, like, word, but...
Yes.
When like, I he send should them- know you by now that, like, you're not going to just snub him and, like, not speak to him and whatnot. So it's, like, that would make me think, like, do you
Why
not
are you
know
being
me at
weird?
All?
Like, I literally was, like, the like me sending him the picture of the McLaren was, like, an olive branch. Like, hey, I'm still thinking about you. Like, that was me saying, like, cool, like, still got you, bro, we're good. This. And then you had to send that text. I was, like, what... Okay, like that's you again. That's just like full picture. You and both of my girlfriends replied basically the same thing. Like this, he's just trying to force something for the sake of the trip. It's not genuine.
Yeah, or like it was almost like to keep that string attached.
Yeah,
that's how I got from it.
Yeah, totally.
That's why I was like one word.
And it sucks because like I miss hanging out with Deegan and I fucking knew. I remember going into this and both Paul and I were like, we're not gonna let this happen. Like, you know, he like made friends with a couple of my friends because I have awesome fucking friends. And we're like that it won't ever be weird like that. And I've hung out with a couple of the girls that I met through like that group of friends. Again though, like because everyone, like, I remember going to a couple parties and they're like, oh, how do you know Deegan? They're like, oh, well, she talks to Paul. I'm like, no, I know Paul because of Deegan, right. And I've known these other people, not well, but like a little bit. I do actually remember one time too, him saying to me, like, I think you like overestimate your friendship with Deegan and them. And I was like, oh, okay. So like they don't
really like
he gave me like a complex about it. Yeah. And I asked them about it. I was like, hey, if I'm like overstepping or whatever, and they're like, what are you talking about? That's just his insecurities.
I
like,
just had a little bit of a revelation. The fact that like we've spent like close to an hour talking about Paul, that like there, if you, you there's no fucking way that you can't say that you have zero emotional attachment to Paul, because we just almost spent the Angela's entire episode talking about
Paul. I think this is the first time I've actually taken time to really analyze what it was.
Because you come across like you don't care. Like
I don't. No, but I care. Okay, but he. Just like any other man that I've like been in a relationship or whatever with, had those like, of course, like any ex in my life, not that I'm calling Paul an ex, but like I will always have love for, but it's different. Like I have love for Paul, but I'm not like in love with him, but I wish him well. But like there is like a 0% chance of me and him ever.
Yeah, because you experienced something and you realized it wasn't for you.
So, but when you say that I still have feelings for him, like
No.
Oh, like I don't.
No.
But emotional attachment? I mean, of course.
Well, sometimes it comes across like you don't have emotional attachment for him, but I know you're lying.
Oh.
And this last hour kind of proved it. Not you don't have feelings for Paul.
Yeah, that's but what's obvious. I don't understand the difference between what you're asking then.
Like when you say but like you if have you feelings
and I,
for someone.
If you and I, this will never happen, but like say we had a falling out for some reason.
We have in the past.
Yeah, but that was like, we were like 17. That still. Doesn't even
doesn't count.
It was a big falling out, okay?
Yeah, at 17. Yeah, it was.
At 17, it was a big deal. Yeah.
Case in point, like one of the friends I was saying that's like in a toxic relationship, I love her. I have so much love for her. I don't have an interest with having a friendship with her right now. Like I'm just not in that space.
Yeah.
So like I feel similar with Paul.
And I think that's, I mean, as cliche as this sounds, there's people that you have to love from a distance. Mm-hmm. It's not that it takes way too much energy to hate someone, dislike them, do everything in your absolute power to ensure that they have no way of getting close to you or whatever. It's just a lot. But that comes from within you. You have to be able to say, okay, this is what I can control. So with your emotions, you can control how much emotions go into that friendship with Paul or anyone for that matter. And with that girlfriend of yours, because at the end of the day, they're your emotions and it's you that's going to get upset the more and more like you invest. So you can care. There's plenty of people who have done me so wrong on so many levels. I will, being the person that I am, I'm always going to be like this. People ask me all the time, like, how could you even still even have feelings or even want the best for some of these people in your life that have done these things to you?
Yeah, I've asked you that.
But yeah, But that's just who I am. Like at the end of the day, I'm not going to change my beliefs and values and just who I am as a person and turn so negative and cold towards the rest of the world.
I mean, because we want well for these people, well, and right?
They take a part of your heart a little bit. Like they do. You gave them so much. You gave them a part of your heart and soul at one point, and when you do that, when you get to a place where you do that with someone, it's hard to just, like you said, turn cold.
I mean, it's hard. It takes time to work through that. Sometimes I think that, well, maybe I should actually be thanking these people. I mean, it sucks
We should all thank people that we've had experiences with.
It sucks at the time that, okay, like you took something from me and I'll probably never be the same. But then you change your mindset and be like, well, maybe this is actually a really good thing.
You actually gained a lot from
it. You did me a favor.
Yeah.
And you made me realize what I deserve, somewhat of like my worth. Obviously that comes from within as well,
right?
But you learn a lot of lessons through these people, whether they be relationships, friendships, family members, anything in your life. But you know, my whole thing is like, I'm the type of person, I have a lot of love to give, and I want to share that with people, whether you be a friend or my family or in a relationship with me. I don't have enough room in my heart and in my body to ever hate someone. So
I saw like a meme recently or something that essentially, if we're not friends anymore, I still want to see you get fed. I just don't have room for you at my table anymore.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And I totally
agree with that. Like, I want you to thrive. I want you to like fucking be the best version you can be,
you know?
And when you're out there killing it, I'm going to be in the background applauding and excited. And, I have a girlfriend that like recently she got married and like went through some like tough times in her personal life. And we haven't spoken in, unfortunately, like a couple of years in person, but I like send her, she's been on my mind really heavy lately. And I just want her to know that like, yeah, like our friendship is not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. And I hope that she still, I would still call her like a friend. But things changed and I hesitated to kind of reach out to her and I don't text her as much as I'm even thinking about her, but I'll send her text just saying like, hey, thinking of you, you know, congratulations on the marriage, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important that they know that I guess what it comes down to for me is I never want someone to think that I am shooting negativity at them or that they're like, oh God, Lindsay like doesn't like me or she wishes ill on me, because that's not true. One of the questions earlier was like, on the other episode with Deb, did he ask us who would we punch if we could punch any celebrity? I can't think of anyone I would want to punch, celebrity or not. Like there's no physical harm I would want to
because
do
it almost does more damage to the person doing the punching than the punchee.
Oh girl.
One. That's a good point.
That's the same thing. Like that goes back to, you know, bullying and stuff, or like making comments about someone's appearance, whatever. If you say it out loud with the intention to hurt that person, you're showing more about yourself than you are about the person you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. That
I wish I knew in grade school when I got bullied about stuff. Like it says more about you than the person that you're bullying. Totally. And that's what I would love to pound in little kids' heads, or kids, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's not,
or even some adults.
No, 100%, because there are lots of adults that are mentally ill, or that enjoy or get off on putting other people down.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you it says more about them than that other
ladies,
person.
Ladies, like we have gotten hella heavy on this conversation.
I know, right? We should lighten it up.
I was just thinking we should lighten it up. We're like pushing serious time limits right now. I know you need to get going.
Yeah, no worries.
Let's switch it up. Okay, let's getting to the episode
The
part of the episode where we're going to ask you some questions.
Oh, Lord.
And you have to answer them. You have 5 seconds to answer each one.
So we have a stack of questions for you, and we're going to ask you to pick 3.
Okay.
And then you'll read them one at a time, and you have about 5 to 10 seconds to answer them. If it goes into conversation, it does, but we'll make it short and sweet.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Ugh, the pressure. Okay.
There's some of them are really stupid. So.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer it if
pass?
You don't do. Yes, you can pass. Okay. 2 down.
This seems like an open-ended question. Who has dated the most men?
Well.
Out of the 3 of us.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, Lindsay.
Yeah.
I'd say. Well, can you consider dated, or can we just...
Well,
probably true to both,
who's been the most open with men?
I've only been in like 2 serious relationships.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all definitely
right.
Me then.
All right. I'll try to find one less boring.
Some of them are really boring.
We could talk about that, but it's been like... It's okay.
These are... My life is not
this
exciting.
This is why I like to pick them beforehand.
It's funny to watch her like...
I know.
All right. If you could live anywhere in the world without having to worry about leaving friends or family behind, where would you want to live?
That's a good question.
That is such
and a good one
question.
For Lindsay, especially.
Well, you've been wanting to move for a minute.
I was going
to
say, my answer sounds so boring.
You're going to say Chicago?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Oh, Chicago's so fun, though.
I love the city. My mom and I actually went a couple months ago. We went to visit apartments, and I was really hoping to like pull the trigger at that point, but I didn't find anything that I fell in love with. So, of course, I moved. So I came back here, and I leased another apartment.
That's hilarious. Where are you from?
The Youngstown area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I've been living in Lakewood for the last 5.5 years. I lived in my one place for 5 years, and then I just most recently moved over to the Gold Coast.
Okay.
I love your new spot.
Thank you
so much. Where would you live, Allie?
I don't know. I lived in New Orleans and I loved it, but I've always loved Chicago. I don't know if I would live there. My sister and brother lived there. I went there all the time. I was so spoiled, but Chicago's great, but I don't really have anywhere else besides overseas.
I think, I mean,
wait, besides overseas, that's an option. Like in Ireland. That's literally, the world is your oyster.
All right. What is one thing you are deeply proud of in your life?
Ooh,
that's a good one. Cause you were just talking about your personal goal that you just met.
Well,
but you, I mean,
no, but just, yeah, that, not that, just in general.
Yeah, not that. I would say over, like, I take great pride in the relationships that I build. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can easily say, like, I have a lot of people in my life who I may not always be as close to, but I'm so proud that, you know, I mean, we can use ourselves for an example. Like, we don't talk to each other or see each other every single day. Like, you know, moved from one side of the country to the next.
Tell me about it. I've known her for 16 years.
Or just
preach.
But at the end of the day, like, we can talk and, like, come together. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier, like, have some of the best conversations. And I've probably had with people that I've been friends with for way longer than mm-hmm. I've known you. And I appreciate that so much. And I take great pride in that, knowing that I'm the type of person where I've made these connections with people where we can continue to have those relationships, and we may not see each other every day or talk to one another every day. And then the same thing with my family. Like, I'm so close with my mom, especially. And, like, my mom and I have been through a lot of shit, and we've always been able to, you know, overcome whatever it is, like, we've went through. And that means so much to me that each of us can put down our differences or work through those differences and be able to mend and continue to grow in those. Like,
yeah, so I value that a lot, and I can relate. I mean, I've only known you for real for the last hour.
And almost 2 hours.
Okay. Well, yeah, almost 2 hours. And I can just tell your personality and your vibe and your energy that you are a very loyal person.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell why Lindsay considers you such a close friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like if we hung out more, I would think the same thing.
You guys live, like, absolutely, right around the corner from me.
I know.
I know. I know.
Literally.
But it's like,
do you see why I chose relationships as by the way, like, we didn't talk about anything besides
unofficial,
like,
topic.
Bullet point number one. Because I know how important
it
they
was
are
a great
to
topic, yes, though. And it showed a lot of, like, your character and, mm-hmm, and you and I share a lot of the same
totally
thoughts and values, yeah, and opinions about relationships. So
I wonder if that's why I attract friends like you guys, though. Obviously, because you're so great. I mean,
we balance you out.
Yeah, totally.
And I love those types of relationships too. Like, you know, when you meet people, you get to know them really well, and what you like about you, not even like what you like about each other, but just like your differences.
Yeah.
And I love the type of, like, yin and yang, yeah, friendships. Like, I have a friend who we've been friends for over 13 years, and we couldn't be more different, mm-hmm, but, like,
that's Lindsay and I.
But it's absolutely amazing. Like, when we come together, like, we have some of the best times, and mm-hmm, where she brings out in me more of, like, my wild and, like, adventurous self. Where, yeah, like, now I feel like the last couple of years I've toned it down a lot. But back in college and growing up, like, I've known her since I was 14. Like, we had some crazy nights together, and, like, everyone is on a different path in their life and a different chapter, page, whatever, however, totally, you want to describe it. But I know that girl will always, always be there for me, and vice versa. She's one of the most thoughtful, kind-hearted people that I've ever met, but we're just different.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I would never go to her or anyone and be like, you know what? We're, yeah, on two different pages of our lives. Like, this just isn't going to work for me. Yeah.
Don't you find that, like, the more similar you are to someone, like, I don't find myself as close with those
people.
You
don't learn as much about yourself,
yeah,
and that other
growing,
person.
I'm not growing. I'm not getting that other perspective.
Yeah.
We're probably, like, fucking fuel on fire. We're probably, mm-hmm, like, fucking shit up. And, well, okay, Vanessa and I are actually very similar. And you see when we're together, like, the fucking energy is just like... Sometimes it's too much for people. Like her husband.
And you and I,
he fucking like
very opposite, and we balance. We have a very balanced, calm.
But I will say, some people that hang out with her and I together, they're like, "This is like you got like I we got to go." Like this, literally last night, you tapped out. You're like,
"I left." Done. I was like, "I gotta go."
Yeah,
yeah.
And I get that though. Like I, which is actually, but we have like our. I'm trying to think of ways that her and I are different. I can't really think of any other than the fact that she has three kids and is married.
Yeah, exactly. That's
huge. But like, and I was going to say like, how boring would that be? But that's not true when I actually think about it in my real life scenario. We have one of the closest like relationships. It's crazy. So I think it's just what I've learned a lot from you, Angela, is like what you're willing to put into a relationship as well is, you know, it being just as two-sided. You know, this podcast, I feel like focuses a lot on my life, but it is my life.
That's how it all started out.
But it feels very selfish. And it's interesting because after we recorded with Dub's episode, we sat down and like chatted for like an hour. And it was like the minute the headphones came off, the vibe was so different than what the conversation the podcast was. We were all just like, I was like way more talkative and relaxed. And it's interesting what people are hearing through this production and this project that we're doing. Balanced with what our real life relationships and experiences are. I don't know what the fuck that tangent was, but the point is that, you know, the give and take of relationships and I'm so grateful to have both of you. And I love like just hearing you even talking about like you guys getting to meet and get to know one of you know, one another. And I know we'll,
this is like one huge therapy session too. Like after
it's the best,
after like you get done with these, you, like the energy is so much different.
It is. And I take a lot from these sessions and I sit with them. This isn't just something I'm putting out to hopefully make an impact, because that is our goal, you know, to make a difference and help people or whatever and make them laugh, hopefully a little bit.
a lot.
But
being a listener.
Good. Loyal listener over here. That's right. But I take so much from it, and I feel like I'm growing so much from this because I'm learning from, you know, it's one thing I will say aside from you, Angela, because you and I definitely do have nights where we will just sit and have these conversations for sure. And obviously we do too. Yeah. That's how it started.
Yeah.
But a lot of my other friends, I haven't had an opportunity to kind of ask like probing questions or for them to even like analyzing, like
you're like, you're forced to sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, it's, yeah. You know, I'm hearing a lot of things even from like you, Allie, that I'm like, oh, like, okay, well, and I'm like, I hear you say it. I'm like, okay, like I knew you were thinking it. But it's just, relationships are just interesting on so many levels. And my mom, Allie asking my mom some of those questions was so cool, because her and I had never even taken the opportunity to think about like how we got to the point we're at now or whatever.
That's totally, love that.
Anyway, I'm drunk and I have to pee.
You are? Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I'm drunk or I just really have to pee and like a little dehydrated.
That more than likely is it.
I don't know. I wasn't planning to. Oh, so I also was doing like a juice cleanse recently.
Oh yeah.
I hadn't eaten in 4 days until yesterday.
Jesus.
So like, well, I was juicing. I still had like
caloric. How many juices do you drink though?
So many. I shit so much. That's, but anyway, so gross. I know it was
not the shitting so part. It's just the fact that you would subject yourself to juicing.
It's
the
first torture. Well, it's supposed to be really good to give your organs a break so they can focus on killing off like the cells that are abnormal. So like, it's really great for like prevent like cancer and like different autonomic disorders. And it wasn't for weight loss at all, because I didn't lose any weight actually. But the point is, I feel like two mimosas, I'm like
because you're
drunk.
Yeah,
and I haven't really eaten today besides like nothing. So
oh my god. Well,
anyway, thank you so much being on the show
and listening.
Of course, thank you guys for having me. I think what you guys are doing is so amazing, and like I'm so glad over the last year I've gotten into podcasts. Yes. I feel I appreciate them so much more, and of course like it's just even more exciting to like know someone that took a chance to do this, and I admire it a lot because I don't think I'd have the balls to
if you want to come on again, we would love to have
you. I would love to be a special guest anytime.
If I didn't have to be somewhere at 6 o'clock in Medina, I would.
Okay, so let's close this. We can.
Well, thanks everybody for listening and tuning in.
Yes, we love you.
Make sure you subscribe if you aren't already.
That's right.
Rate us, not rape us. Rate us.
my God. No, please leave us like an Apple review. We had Adam, another loyal listener, left us a review on iTunes. Thank you.
Those help.
Yes, totally. All right. We got to go. Well,
bye, everybody. Bye. Peace out.
Hey, listeners, as this conversation was recorded before we had our stop signs phone number, I just wanted to add this ending in with that number so you can give us a call, leave us a voicemail, shoot us a text with your thoughts, ideas, feedback at 407-434-0493.